Listen to this news. China backs drone exports, opposes non-peaceful misuse. The Chinese government reaffirmed its commitment to promoting legitimate international trade in the civil drone sector while opposing the misuse of such technology for non-peaceful purposes, the Ministry of Commerce announced on Thursday. He Yudong, a spokesman for the ministry, emphasized during a weekly briefing that China remains resolute in fulfilling international non-proliferation obligations. This approach, he stated, enhances the safety and stability of global production and supply chains. The government strictly controls the export of all dual-use items, including drones, in accordance with laws and regulations, he said. Dual-use items refer to goods, technologies, and services applicable for both civilian and military purposes. China's export control list for these items, effective since December 1, was designed to standardize and bring transparency to export policies. Looking ahead, he expressed optimism about engaging with the incoming U.S. administration. The Ministry of Commerce has maintained active communication with the U.S. Department of Commerce, underscoring China's openness to dialogue with the new economic and trade team. China has consistently opposed unilateral tariff measures and reiterated the importance of mutual respect and peaceful coexistence in fostering steady bilateral economic relations. Between January and November, the U.S. ranked as China's third-largest trading partner, with bilateral trade growing 4.2% year-on-year to 4.4 trillion yuan, $605.7 billion, according to data from the General Administration of Customs. However, China's Ministry of Commerce criticized recent U.S. legislative efforts, such as the proposed defense bill facilitating the removal of Chinese telecommunications equipment from Huawei Technologies and ZTE Corp. He dismissed the claims that Chinese information and communication products pose security risks, citing a lack of factual basis. China firmly opposes the U.S.'s misuse of national security concepts, which undermine market economy principles and fair competition, he added. Beyond U.S.-China trade, China aims to deepen economic ties with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and the European Union. According to Gao Lingyun, a researcher at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, bolstering regional economic cooperation and engaging in multilateral trade mechanisms help counter unilateral pressures. Such collaboration allows nations to collectively shape international trade standards and foster resilience in global commerce. Policy and law: Malaysia tackles India's palm oil tariff hike with strategic moves.